If you have ever felt in your faith like you go between having this amazing moments where God answers your prayers or shows up for you in some almost magical way and you're just gleaming, yes, there is a God, to then forgetting about it and days later being shaky in your faith again, wondering if he's even there or taking care of you? Well, if you have ever wanted to be a little more consistent in your faith, this episode is for you. And boy, oh boy, do I have the craziest answer from God in your face faith story to tell you. It's seriously crazy. But so let's get right to it on She Read It Herself. Hi. Hi. How's your life going? Are you in a great mood? Are you feeling energized in your relationship with God, where you're just on kind of one of these highs? Life is beautiful. The sun is shining. Or are you in a little more of a crummy spot? Are you trying to show up for God and for energizing your faith, and that's why you're here, but you're really not sure what's going on kind of day? Or maybe it's one of those just on your knees, desperate for God to show up kind of moments. Goodness knows I've been there more than once. So if you're like me and you've gone through periods of high highs with your belief in God and your commitment to your faith, and then maybe you have a lot of low lows and you just want to have some continuity, today is for you, my friend. If you're new here, real quick, hi, I'm Natasha, and I'm so glad that you found me in this little corner of the podcast world. She Read It Herself is just a quick 15, 20-minute tops podcast where we're making our way through the Bible just a couple of verses at a time, and we're reading it in a way that's actually applicable to our everyday lives as modern Christian women. It doesn't need to be this boring, disconnected, almost chore-like type of thing that we do as Christians, and maybe don't exactly look forward to. Over here, we figured out that instead, reading your scripture can be the most important thing you do today. And we're looking at it instead of some old book. What if it's a direct communication line from God to you? So forget what you've been taught, and let's read it for ourselves. We left off in our last episode. We're in John 1, right around verse 50, with Nathanael meeting Jesus. Remember, at first he's like, whoa, wait a minute. The Messiah comes from somewhere like Nazareth? Meh. To Nathanael being willing enough to take Philip's offer to just come and see. And when he does, Jesus blows his little mind by telling him, I saw you under that fig tree before Philip called you over. And Nathanael's like, whoa. How did you do that? And that is right where we're going to pick up. And we're only doing two verses today, two short ones. And if you're like me, you're not going to believe what we can get out of them. John 1, 50 through 51. Jesus said, you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that. He then added, very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Just to, you know, give a little backstory, we've got Nathanael believing after he hears about that Jesus knew he was under the fig tree, and that's enough for him. He cries out. It says he declares that Jesus is the Son of God, the King of Israel. After witnessing just a tidbit of Jesus's divine knowledge, he's there right away. But just as quickly, Jesus tells him two things. He tells him one, he kind of puts him in his place. You believe because I told you I saw you under that fig tree. But the second thing he tells him is he tells him, don't be impressed by so little. He's like, you're just saying that because I saw you under the fig tree. You're going to see heaven open and the angels of God. It's almost like he's telling him, you ain't seen nothing yet, kid. It's almost like the reward of his faith is greater faith. But before I explain what I mean by that, I know that's kind of a convoluted or confusing statement. I need to tell you a little background story about what I was going through when I read these verses and the incredible way that it impacted my life. Because if you remember, these episodes are based off of journal entries that I wrote when I started on this quest of finally, after 20 years of not doing it, reading the Bible for myself and doing it in a purposeful and meaningful way. And I took notes and then years later felt this calling that I needed to share it with other like-minded women. And so here we are. So this is what I was writing about when I read these verses. So at this time, I was going through my second divorce. And yes, you heard that correctly. I am a Christian podcaster who's been divorced twice. You can hear all about my story in great detail in episode 2. But all you need to know is right now, I was going through my second divorce. And for those of you who know my story, you know that my first divorce was incredibly traumatic. I was dragged through the family court system. I was abused through the family court system by my ex, and very traumatic things happened. I've been diagnosed with PTSD because of what happened during that family court system ordeal, having my kids, my beautiful girls, ripped away from me based on lies and a false narrative. So now here we are years later, and I'm going through my second divorce, also not by my choice, and I'm scared to death. I am scared to go into any courtroom because of what happened to me before, where I've learned that the truth does not matter when there's a battle of lawyers, and some of them are very well paid and very immoral and willing to say anything about you to get their client what they're paying them for. So we had this court hearing, and it was like not an emergency, but it was an interim court hearing, a PL hearing, if you're familiar, where the other side wanted to go in and they wanted to have the current custody arrangement, our separation agreement, adjusted to have my son with me less. So I'm a little panicked going into this. And it honestly, even though my second husband was nothing like my first, it seemed he was taking a page out of his playbook, and we were heading that way again of false narratives, personal attacks, misdirection from the facts of the case to try and just make me look like the bad guy from the get-go. And I had this deep, deep fear that it was all going to happen again. At the time I had my aunt staying with me. My aunt, she's like my second mom, my Thea, and she is a prayer warrior, and she has this group of women at her church in Tennessee that she prays with. They do their Bible study together, and she had been asking them to pray for me. And these strong, incredibly, charitable, kind women were praying for a girl that they had never met, and they were praying for my court hearing. And one lady specifically told my aunt that she was praying, that she didn't know why, she just felt the Holy Spirit moving her to say these words, praying, "God, I pray that the judge would not even hear it. Please let the judge's ears be closed to what the other side has to say." That was what she felt moved to pray over and over again for me. So here we are. We're going into this hearing that I am already terrified that this could go sideways. It should be, the hearing really shouldn't even be happening. We had an agreement explaining exactly what custody would be during this interim period until our divorce. But here we are, them asking the judge to do something different, and they're doing it by painting me as this unfit mother. And let me tell you, when we went into that hearing, it was supposed to be just a quick 15-minute hearing. The other side, the attorneys, they literally brought in a rolling cart with filing boxes stacked on stacked on top of each other with all of the horrible things they had drudged up about my past that they were going to just make this a circus. My lawyer explained, their goal here is to create a circus So the judge doesn't even know which end is what and is scared, like, I don't know, is this woman unsafe? Just a total blank show. So they come rolling in all these file boxes. I'm sitting there in the courtroom with my aunt. I am trying too desperately to have faith, but all of that human fear, all of that PTSD is bubbling up, and it begins. And the judge, the first thing the judge does is she comes in and she's like, I don't really know what we're doing here. And she sends the clients out. She only wants to meet with the attorneys. So I'm waiting out in the hallway with my aunt. It felt like an eternity, but it was probably only 10 minutes tops, to be honest. And my attorney comes out. And do you know what she told us? She said the judge literally said, I don't want to hear any of this. And she shut down the hearing. That was it. She said there was a question about a couple of overnights. She said, you guys figure that out amongst yourselves. I am not hearing any of this. The other side was literally silenced. The lady at the church had been praying, God, I don't want the judge to even hear it. I pray that her ears would be closed to what the other side has to say. And that is exactly what happened. I can't even tell you the massive peace I felt, but the faith high that I was riding on after that hearing. Have you ever experienced one of those moments where it's just this insane answer to prayer that cannot possibly be explained as any, like, you know, mortal way or coincidence or anything else other than divine intervention from God? This was one of those moments for me. My aunt and I, we were flabbergasted, like our jaws hit the floor. Did that judge really just say that? We couldn't wait to call my mom, my uncle, the prayer group. Like, you will not believe what happened. God is good. It was a faith high. But here's the problem with being human, is that give it a few days or a few weeks, and all of a sudden it's like you get faith amnesia. I start to forget the incredible way God just showed himself to me, just like Nathaniel with, I saw you sitting under that fig tree, that divine knowledge and intervention that blew his little mind. I start to forget those faith high moments when real life creeps in and feels like my prayers are going unanswered. Bad stuff starts to happen. Things are not going according to plan. I start to forget. And in this particular moment, I went from riding a faith high to a few weeks later struggling and begging God, please show me that you were there. I wrote in my journal the day before reading these verses, please, God, help me to continue to have faith consistently. Please, God, help me to have faith that you will renew my faith again when I need it. I want to feel that overwhelming comfort that you're there. Please help me to have faith until I can have one of those beautiful moments again. I specifically prayed, please renew my faith again when I need it. And then the very next day, I sat down for my little personal Bible study time and continuing to read about what Jesus is telling Nathaniel. He's telling him, have faith because of what just happened, what you just witnessed. But it's not a one-time thing, bro. You're going to see these amazing things in the future. For me, that right there, reading that verse, was a beautiful confirmation that God showed himself to me in that hearing right when I needed it, just like Nathaniel did. He gave him just enough to have faith in. And then just like Nathaniel, my faith was going to be renewed. Just like he told him he would see these amazing things happen in the future, he's going to show me amazing things in the future. He is going to show himself to me and renew my faith when I need it. And I need to have faith in that. I need to believe that God won't leave me hanging, that he won't leave you hanging, that he will give you the comfort and the peace and that joy that you feel when God shows himself to you, he will give it to you again when you need it. God is not a stingy God who just says, have faith in something you cannot see, touch, and good luck. No. Instead, he lovingly shows me his sovereignty and his divine intervention in my life. He rewards my faith with the ability to have greater faith. He showed me in a big, in-your-face way with that hearing that I'm real. I'm taking care of you. You don't need to be afraid, my sweet child. He showed me that having faith in him is very much real. And then in these verses, he taught me that he would reward my faith and give me a greater ability to have more faith moving forward. In these verses, God is promising that we will see so much more, that he will renew my faith exactly how and when I need it. And can I tell you a secret? Ever since I started really reading my Bible, and I mean like what I talk about in episode 1, really trying to process and understand the verses, coming to him during this time in a place of expectation. Remember, we pray, God, carve out anything in me that doesn't expect to hear from you today. Ask the Holy Spirit, please, God, illuminate for me on the page what it is you're trying to tell me. Ever since I started doing that, I have had so many more of those beautiful, comforting moments where you just feel like God is talking right to you. Just like how I told you about in that court hearing, I'm having those beautiful moments where all of a sudden I feel a peace that is unexplainable. I feel a comfort, a warmth. I walk away with joy in my heart. Those moments of renewal where in the past, who knows how long I would have been waiting before I felt them again. Now I realize, like, my mind has been blown, that when I seek him out, I can have those moments all the time. It's such a simple lesson. It's almost laughable. How did I go so long not knowing? All I had to do to find God was seek. And I had this book sitting here all along, and I just had to open it and seek, and he's right there, just like he promised. He rewards me and renews my faith, so I don't have to go through these moments of desert in my faith. I don't have to go through this wave of riding the high highs in my faith and then barely getting through the low lows when I'm not feeling it so much. There can be continuity. There can be consistency. I hope you know about what I'm talking about when I mean those waiting periods in between where you're waiting to hear from God again. Please, if you are struggling through those, take it from a girl who put herself there for far too long. You don't have to. You can find that comfort every single day. So as we end this time together, just remember, keep having faith. When God has shown himself to you in the past or answered your prayer, it wasn't a one-off occurrence. If you seek him, he will reveal himself to you. Seek him through reading his word for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Don't just take my understanding. You go on with today just seeking the heck out of life. Man, that sounded cheesy. I heard it. I heard it myself, so trust me, I get it. I'm embarrassed. Not really. I hope you got something out of this. I hope you felt as excited while also comforted like I did. If you did, please always feel free to shoot me a line. Send me a DM on Instagram. I check those at Ms. MS Pink, like the color, Monster. At Miss Pink Monster. And please, if you are enjoying these, share it with a friend. Share it with another woman of faith. I have this vision for turning this into a community of like-minded modern Christian women where we can just support each other. And who knows, maybe we even change the world. I'm still being cheesy, but let's not limit it. And if you have 2 seconds, as I always feel like, you know, a bit of a mooch asking this, but leave a positive review on Apple, because when you do, they will push me up when people go to the search categories for Christian podcast. And that's it. Have an amazing day. I love you. I will talk to you next time. Mwah, mwah. Bye.